We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Star 94.1.
All right, Jen, I hate to steal your thunder, but it's time. It's time to do a bonus news segment on the Jeff and Jen Show.
We must have missed these headlines in the loop yesterday. Is that what it is? Did I leave something out that was important? Everyone's talking about it.
You left a lot of stuff out, so we'll get you all caught up. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for news about Wayne's over cats.
Why the cats?
Because the name of the segment is News About Wayne's Over Cats.
Okay, I'm gonna try to get it.
What? Okay. I hate that I have to explain this every time. But why would, if the name of the segment was News About Wayne's Over Cats, like, why would I do this music bed?
Why Wayne's?
Because the name of the segment is News About Wayne's Over Cats. If the name of the segment was News About Carol's Over Big Bang Theory themes, then I would use that theme and the stories would be about Carol.
Are Wayne's like more notable or just Wayne? Just because of Wayne?
Wayne.
And cat. Does Wayne have... Okay. I think. I'm so confused.
Former Indianapolis Colts receiver Reggie Wayne will become the 15th member of the Indianapolis Colts Ring of Honor next season. Date for the ceremony will not be determined until the NFL schedule is released. He's going to join former teammates Marvin, not named Wayne, Jaron, not named Wayne, Jeff, not named Wayne, and Peyton, not named Wayne. In earning the honor, he'll join the man who drafted him in 2001, former executive Bill, not named Wayne.
But his name's Reggie.
Reggie Wayne. He played 14 seasons, franchise record 211 games. I had 82 touchdown catches.
Wayne. Does he have cats?
I don't know. What does that have to do with anything? Jimmy Wayne, a country music artist and former foster kid, wants churches across the country to step it up and help hundreds of thousands of kids in the foster care system. If somebody has an extra room in their house, help a kid, he said. If you have extra money...
A kid or a kitty?
Jesus, Jen. A child. This is about foster children.
Wayne.
We need everybody to get involved to help these kids who are living right around the corner.
Wayne.
That's a good Wayne.
Justin Wayne, thank you. Justin Wayne King of Jasper, Alabama, went home to be with the Lord on Monday. He passed away at his residence. A celebration of life service will be announced later by Wilson Funeral Home and Crematory in Carbon Hill. He was preceded in death by his mother, Priscilla King, his stepmother, Vernice King, his nephew, Michael Clark, and his grandparents. And he was survived by his sons, Jeremiah and Jamie, his daughters, Savannah, Jalissa, and Morgan.
Wait, what's his name again?
Justin Wayne King. And he is also survived by his father, Wayne King.
Wayne.
His sisters, Misty, Tammy, and Tracy, his brothers, Chris and Charles, and a host of nieces, nephews, and other relatives and dear friends. Wilson Funeral Home and Crematory has the arrangements.
Wayne
King, that is quite a name.
Miami Heat guard Wayne Ellington enjoyed a short break, but now it's time to get back to work. He's going to go back home to Miami and start playing again for the Heat. They're not going to practice until Wednesday, which will give him 2 days of workouts before facing the New Orleans Pelicans on Friday. Ellington's not going to be down during that time. He wants to practice and get to another level.
Wayne.
Does he have a cat?
It, Can you turn off her freaking microphone? Like, I know it's her birthday, but the why one doesn't have to do with the other, Jen. N.A. Williams promotes Wayne McKittrick to Vice President of Sales, Heavy Duty Division. He's worked there since 2005. He was previously sales manager for the Heavy Duty Division.
Is that here in Atlanta?
No. A cat stuck in a Wayne garbage disposal was rescued.
I should not be laughing.
A local police department in Wayne, Pennsylvania.
Wayne.
Had to get involved this weekend after a cat got stuck in a garbage disposal at a Wayne house.
Wayne!
Police were called to a home in Wayne.
Wayne.
On Saturday, for a report of a cat stuck at a garbage disposal, Sergeant Brian Hughes got his hands dirty to save the cat, took apart the garbage disposal, and then using some coconut oil was able to free the kitten. All nine lives were intact. Well done, Sergeant Hughes.
Wayne.
But his name's Sergeant Hughes.
It happened in Wayne, Pennsylvania. News about Wayne's over cats.
I still don't get it.
I don't get you.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.